This is TWiT.
Well, Facebook yesterday reported impressive earnings and gave some big numbers about users. CEO Mark Zuckerberg claimed that 890 million people use Facebook every single day, and that almost 86% of them did so on a mobile phone. Joining us to talk about this is Hannah Kuchler, who is at the San Francisco correspondent for the Financial Times. Hello, Hannah.
Hey, good morning.
Now, can you tell us what you think was some of the biggest takeaways from this earnings call? I mean, they threw around lots and lots of big numbers, their revenue numbers, their profit numbers, but what do you think was most impressive there?
I think you're right to pick up on the user numbers. I mean, it's been something I've been waiting for a while, is them to get bigger than China. So now there are more people. There are 1.4 billion people on Facebook, monthly active users, and there are 1.39 billion people in China. So it's kind of like the biggest population in the world. And what's sort of even more impressive is that these people are not, you know, half-hearted Facebook users. In fact, the amount of time people spend on Facebook is rising still. So it was up 10% on average last year, which, you know, a lot of people always thought that the late adopters would be sort of, you know, not quite as engaged. And that's just not at all true with Facebook.
Hannah, we've been talking over the last few months now about the worries of, or at least the news that Facebook might be losing teen users, and that if young people aren't adopting Facebook, then this growth will stop. Does this latest report sort of counter some of those reports about young users, or does that remain a concern for the company?
It's really difficult to tell because they once, way back in October 2013, made the mistake of giving us an idea about how younger teens were getting a little bit more turned off the platform, and they lost sort of $16 billion off.
Looks like we lost Hannah Kuchler. We'll try to get her back. Jason is on the job, so we'll be getting her back in just a second, hopefully.
Wanted the answer to that question.
Nope, you'll never know, Elise. You will
sorry,
never know.
Sorry about that.
Oh, there she is. Yeah. There she is.
So you were saying, Hannah.
I was saying that they once lost a lot of money by sort of giving more of a demographic breakdown. So they don't do that anymore. I'm not as worried as some people might be about that, because while I think that teens are spending more time on your Snapchats and your Keeks and whatever, I think that Facebook's become such a utility in our lives that even if you're not 13, 14 on Facebook, you probably are by the time you're 23, 24.
Yeah, using a pseudonym. so they reported some interesting numbers. Interesting because they actually, you know, coming on in the wake of Apple's earnings calls, seemed like lunch money. Their net profit for the quarter was $701 million. And their sort of revenue for the quarter was $3.85 billion. Their net annual net profit was $2.94 billion. That's for the whole year. Not even $3 billion in net profit for the entire year, but putting this into context, that's up 96% from the year before that. So that's a huge, almost doubling of their profit. And what do they attribute this huge jump to? I mean, what caused them to have such large percentage increases in their profits and revenues?
I would certainly not dismiss the amount of profit they've made. I think that you have to remember that while Facebook has been part of our lives for, 10 years, it only started monetizing relatively late. So it still has a lot of levers to pull. And it's become now quite a stable part of a digital marketing budget. Digital marketing budgets are rising heavily. People like Facebook's targeting. You can select exactly who you want to see your ad. You can select customers that you've had before to see it, or customers who look like people you've had before to do it. And then they're starting to roll out other kinds of ads. So Instagram have started very slowly to do ads, and now they're on a big, big video ad push, which they hope, and I'm not sure this is entirely going to succeed, but they hope will start taking money from TV ad budgets.
That is exactly what I was going to ask you about, Hannah, and it's this Facebook move to lean into video. What is the picture of that? What does that look like? What do we know about it now?
Well, Facebook users will probably realize that there is a lot more video on the site than there has been. Apparently now more than half of US users watch at least one video on the site every day. So, Facebook is sort of going into YouTube's territory there in terms of being a home for online video. And it's really great for them on the business side, because marketers have always thought that video is a very powerful way to reach someone, much easier to get a kind of emotional reaction from a video than a picture or some words. And so, you know, Facebook thinks those people are kind of there for the taking.
And you can tell from the call that Mark Zuckerberg feels very confident and comfortable with Facebook's position in relation to investors. For example, he said that some of their newer initiatives, like the purchasing of WhatsApp, and probably implied that that included things like Oculus VR, that acquisition, and also Instagram and so on, that Facebook is investing a lot of money and that there aren't going to be returns anytime soon on those investments. That's not the kind of thing investors like to hear. He also talked about how, when asked by an analyst why internet.org, for example, which is a kind of a, I guess it's a nonprofit that Facebook started to connect third world countries to the internet, when asked why this should matter to investors, he basically said, it matters to the kind of investors we want to have. He's basically saying, if you don't like this sort of thing, you know, take a hike. We don't need you. And I thought that was a really interesting message for the investment community.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the kind of thing that outside Silicon Valley is very difficult to tell your investors. But of course, Google led the way with this, you know, when they went public sort of saying, you know, we're going to do what we want with this money. We just be warned. And Zuckerberg has kind of followed in their footsteps. I did think it was quite funny. He was like, yeah, we're all about the mission. We're not actually that much about the money. Okay, great. But the costs did rise a lot in the quarter. Costs were up, I think, 87%. Headcount is up massively, 45%. They're still recruiting loads of people. They're investing more in data centers. They're investing in things like Oculus and WhatsApp and advertising technology. And they warned last quarter, and that knocked about $20 billion off the share price, off the market cap in after hours trading, when they said, look, you know, the margins are going to get a lot thinner. And they did get a lot thinner, and they will continue to. So that's just something that analysts have to build into their models. And you notice that in the last 3 months, the shares have actually underperformed the NASDAQ, and that's most probably why.